Leaders are influencers, and it's nearly impossible to maximize your influence when you're being dragged down and distracted by crippling anxiety, overwhelming stress, and private doubts and fears. We're unlocking the secrets to being fully present, expanding our potential, and growing our wisdom. Welcome to the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast with your host, Jason Stonehouse. Jason is the founder and lead coach at Life in Process. He helps professionals and leaders conquer anxiety and fear so they can maximize their potential. And now, grab something to write with and engage in today's episode.
Transitions. Life is made up of transitions. And most of the time, we tend to think of transitions from a logistical perspective. Where are we going to live? What time are we going to need to be at whatever location? How many hours is it going to take? What is the dress code? What do I need to know about this transition as far as the logistics are concerned? But when you think about transitions, what if there was a much, much, much bigger issue that we need to look at when it comes to the transitions of life? Well, hey, everybody, it's Jason, and I am so glad that I get to spend a little bit of time with you today, hoping that I can add some value, give you something to think about, inspire you, encourage you, and at least come alongside a leg of your journey, as really is my hope and my goal as a coach and as an author and as a lead developer here at the Calm and Confident Leader. This is actually episode number 15 of our podcast, so we've been trying to get these out as much as we can, because we know that this content and what we're talking about is really, really essential for the life of a leader. Because so many times our leadership, we lose influence and we lose impact, not because of our external leadership skills, but because of what's going on the inside. It's the inner life of the leader that tends to trip us up. It's the stress, the anxiety, the overwhelm that tends to cause real issues for us as leaders. And so I'm hoping that this podcast is just one more positive health advocating podcast that will really assist you in your journey as in life, but also with your leadership savvy. And I'm not sure I ever used the phrase leadership savvy before, but there you have it. Hey, so before we get into the content here on transitions, I want to just let you know that we have our website, calmconfidentleader.com. I would love for you to check it out, calmconfidentleader.com. And we are just really in the launching phase of that. But you're going to find lots of descriptions of what we do, how we add value. I threw up some resources, free resources for you there. Right now, all that's there is our brand new ebook on burnout, Burnout Proofing Your Life. But I'm going to be putting a lot more content in these coming weeks. So continue to check back at calmconfidentleader.com. Would love to have your opinions and thoughts on the new website and ways that we can make it better and really a rich resource for you. And also, speaking of that, our book, The Calm Confident Leader, is going to actually, right now, I don't have a definite date, but it's looking like it's going to launch in the fall of 2022. And so we are in the final stages here where we're just looking at marketing, the graphic design. Most of my work is in, so it's in the editing phases and graphic phase, all that kind of thing. So we'll work on that for these next few months. And then in 2022, the fall of 2022, which is just a few months from when I'm recording this, you will hopefully be able to get your copy of The Calm and Confident Leader. I'm hoping that we can have it in soft cover, hard cover, and ebook. So, and maybe there's some talk that we may even have it in an app format. So, should be really cool. So check that out. That'll be coming this fall, 2022, Calm and Confident Leader book. All right. So, as I said, all of our life is made up of transitions. Now, there's all kinds of transitions. Many of the transitions we choose, like going to college or applying for a job or marrying that person or starting that new venture. And then there are some other transitions that we don't always get a say, we don't always choose, like a divorce or a job loss or financial landscape changes or a great employee suddenly quitting. or lots of other things getting thrown on our to-do list that we had no say on, and countless other things that just cause a transition for us. Now, I'm convinced that whether they are transitions you choose or transitions that are chosen for you, that we are rarely prepared for transitions, even those ones that we choose. And the reason that we're not really prepared is because preparing for a transition goes much deeper than the logistics. You see, often when we hit a transition, we're faced with decisions, and often those decisions come fast and furious at us. Where will I live? What can we cut back on? How do I not hinder or slow this exciting growth? Who can I help me to get through this? How do I take care of this? And again, depending on whether they're transitions we choose or transitions we don't choose, we may be prepared on some level for some of the logistical things, but many times we are not prepared with the emotional transition. You see, the huge aspect to transitions that we rarely work on and often sneak up on us unawares is these emotional transitions. Emotional transitions. You see, as I work with many entrepreneurs who are making career changes, or business leaders who are growing to the next level, and corporate finance professionals who are navigating an ever-changing market, I find most are unprepared and surprised, not only by how the transition impacts them emotionally, but also what they will need emotionally to survive and even thrive through it. Because we can be prepared for all the physical and logistical kinds of things that a transition may have involved in it, but if we're not prepared emotionally, we're actually going to make bad decisions even on the logistical stuff. See, what I mean is, you know, like, for example, let's just say it's a job loss, and that immediately is changing your financial landscape, causing you to have all kinds of worry, anxiety, and stress, and may many times cause us to panic. And when you're in a emotionally triggered or panic state, you're not usually making good decisions. And in fact, there's not a lot of wisdom that goes around when we are triggered, when that emotion is going. When you're dealing with a divorce, for example, and there's all kinds of victimhood and he said, she said, and I can't believe they would. And all of a sudden, all of these things are getting stirred up in us, and we don't have the presence of mind to really make wise and good decisions. And this is why oftentimes we end up spending a lot more money on lawyers and other things in a divorce, or we have to lean on professionals because we are not where we need to be emotionally in those moments. And even on the positive side, when you're looking at a transition at work, maybe a promotion, where now again your financial landscape is changing, you're excited about the growth, or maybe you hire a new employee and that changes the makeup of your staff team or whatever it might be, there are all of these emotions that are swirling around that we don't pay enough attention to, and they can end up hindering us, hurting us, or even sending us down a path that we may find it very difficult to recover from. And that's really what this episode of the podcast, I want to step in here and see if I can be of help. Because if you're an entrepreneur today, and maybe you're making a career change, maybe you've not been an entrepreneur for most of your life, maybe you've been a software developer, or maybe you know you've been involved in some sort of private sector, and you're moving into a place where you're going to become a real estate investor, or you're going to step out and start a new business, or become an affiliate marketer, or whatever it is, you're doing some sort of entrepreneurial endeavor, and you're stepping out, and you're trying something. And on some level, you might say, well, I put enough money in the bank to give me maybe 6 months, maybe a year even, where I can get this business started. And maybe I've prepared my family and I've prepared, you know, certain things where I'm no longer going to pay these bills and I'm going to do this kind of thing. And you're all geared up for this entrepreneurial venture. But my guess is, at least if you're like most of the people I talk with, you've not done the necessary work on the emotional level and being emotionally healthy for what that's going to entail. And so you as the entrepreneur now are setting out with all kinds of hopes and all kinds of expectations and all kinds of wonder in your eyes to say, wow, I wonder what this could be like. But you've not done some of the really, really important work. Or maybe you're a business leader today and you've been experiencing maybe a season of growth in your business or maybe season of growth in your life as a leader. And so a lot of the landscape for you has been maybe very different. Maybe you recently hired a staff member and your team has been understaffed. And so now you're finally able to do what your real job is, but you don't even remember what your real job is because you've been so busy doing all of the other, wearing all the other hats and all the other jobs that were there that you haven't really taken much time lately to even wonder, what is the real job I get paid for here? Because I've been doing so many different things. And you may, again, be logistically trying to figure out what are the skill sets I need and what is the company going to need for me to be effective in this role. But you've not done the emotional work most of the time to be emotionally healthy to navigate through that. And so that's what we want to talk about. If you're in the midst of a transition right now that you are choosing, or if you're in the midst of a transition that is just happening to you, I want to talk. I know this can be helpful. But in the meantime, allow me to share a few helpful thoughts. So let me just pause. I want to help you. Reach out to me, let's talk, and maybe we can work something out as far as some coaching or come alongside of you. I'm telling you, a lot of my clients lately have been in this time of transition, and I think we've been able to navigate in some really and avoid some really major pitfalls just by having a coach to come alongside them and to help point out some of those pitfalls and also at the same time build that emotional health. But I realize that I can't work with everybody. And so let me share a few helpful thoughts here on the podcast to at least point you in the right direction and begin to get you moving there. All right, I wrote down four things that I want to share with you today on how do we navigate through transition in an emotionally healthy way. Number one is to live ready. Live ready. I want to challenge you to take some time today, tomorrow, the day after, but take some time right now to get clarity on your values and on your identity. What I mean by that is I want you to begin to think about who are you right now? What is important to you? Who or what will you choose to give power to define you? Because what often happens is when we are facing a transition, we look to other people, but sometimes we look to other people too much. In fact, we start to find our value and our worth from how other people choose to define us in the midst of this season. And those of you, especially who are entrepreneurs, know that you're not going to have the courage and the confidence that you're going to need moving forward in your entrepreneurial ventures if you are allowing, you are giving someone else the power to define your value and worth as a person. You will give up before you even start getting traction. And so I want to encourage you, you be the one to live ready. Do the hard work of clarifying, getting clarity on what are my values? What is my identity? Who do I want to be known as? What is really truly important to me? And who am I going to allow to speak into my life? But how am I going to create enough boundaries so that I'm not allowing that person to have too much influence or too much power over the person that I become? So live ready. Number two, pay attention. Pay attention. Regardless of what stage of the transition you're in right now, I want to encourage you to stop. That's right. Right now, just stop and get curious. Get curious about what's happening inside of you. Try to name the emotion that you're feeling. Try to give it a name. So many of us limit ourselves to a palette of like four or five emotions, you know, happy, sad, angry, you know, and it's like, it's just so basic. But what I want to encourage you to do is get really curious and try to name the emotion that you're feeling. Maybe you're feeling excited. Maybe you're feeling apprehensive. Maybe you're nervous. Maybe you're angry. Maybe you're feeling judged. Maybe you're feeling criticized. I'm not sure what it is for you, but I want you to pay attention, not to what other people are doing, but to what's going on inside of you. What is your inside story right now? I want you to pay attention to it and see if you can write down a couple of the very specific emotions that you are feeling right now. So number one, live ready. Know your identity and values. Number two, pay attention. Get curious about what's happening inside of you and come out of that with some clear definition and understanding on what emotions you're really feeling right now. Number three is I want you to trace the emotion. Trace the emotion. Here's the thing on this, and I know we've talked about this in past podcast episodes. Emotions don't just happen to us. There's always a root somewhere. So what I want you to do is I want to invite you to trace the emotion down to the root. I especially want you to note those more intense emotions. And when they come up, I want you to ask yourself, where's this coming from? Does it remind me of something else in my life? Am I giving this emotion or this situation actually, am I giving this situation more power than it should have because I feel like maybe my worth and my value are tied to it? What I want you to do is just trace where that emotion takes you. See if there's maybe something. Many times with many of my clients, I've discovered that it goes back to our childhood. There's been some long-held beliefs that we've had since childhood that we have never questioned and never wondered about, and the emotion we're feeling today is because of some insecurity or dysfunction that we experienced in a much younger aspect of our life that is still causing havoc, wreaking havoc in our lives. So trace the emotion. Do the best you can to find where that root or where that emotion is going to lead you and what might be the driving roots, core beliefs that are potentially driving that emotion. So number one, I want you to live ready. Number two, pay attention, get curious about what's happening inside you, name the emotion. Then number three, I want you to trace the emotion. Try to see if you can figure out a little bit earlier where that emotion might have come from and what you have been believing or what somebody said to you once or what experience you had that you're just so afraid of reliving that's why that emotion of fear is popping up right now. Whatever it is, trace the emotion. And then number four is process it. Now, again, regardless of whether the transition is positive or negative, whether the transition is chosen or chosen for you, don't try to take on the emotional aspects of it on your own. You need to be able to process what's happening. So again, I want to challenge you. Get a coach. Find a counselor or a therapist or even an emotionally healthy friend who can ask you some good questions and who can help you process what's happening. Again, the more that we pay attention to what's happening emotionally, what's happening on the inside of us, the better emotional intelligence, the better our EQ will be, and the better emotional health we're going to have, and the better resilience or the stronger amount of resilience that we're going to have going through the transition that we are facing right now. And so, again, I think depending on how big the transition is probably going to determine what level of help you need to get to process it. Maybe if it's a small transition, you're going to be able to process it your own, maybe through some journaling, being able to just ask yourself some good questions, maybe be able to read a couple good books that are going to give you good questions to ask yourself. But again, the more significant that transition is, the more you're probably going to need to look at some level of professional help to enable you to process it. So let's review our four principles today for navigating transitions in an emotionally healthy way. Number one, live ready. Take the time to get clarity on your values and your identity. Don't let somebody or something else define who you are. Number two, pay attention. Get curious. No matter what stage of the transition you're in, get curious about what's happening inside you and see if you can specifically name a couple of the emotions that you're feeling more intensely. Number three, trace the emotion. Emotions don't just happen to us. There's always a root. There's a core belief or an experience that you had or something that somebody said to you that is causing you to react with the kind of passion you're reacting with. So trace the emotion. Try to figure out what it is tied to. And then fourthly, process it. Take all of the things from the first three points and begin to process what's happening and begin to ask yourself, what does healthy look like? In the midst of this transition, what does it look like for me to be healthy emotionally? And if you can't define that, find a professional, find someone who can help you navigate it through in a professional way. Look, transitions are a part of life. And leaders who get the internal as well as the external help that they need, those are the leaders who find that transitions actually become fertile ground for some incredible growth and positive changes, regardless of how much it hurts. And I can tell you from personal experience, this past year and a half has probably been the most challenging of my life. And I'll tell you, I feel like I've been saying that for the last 3 years. It's just been a season for me of just hit after hit. And I've faced more transitions even in the last 18 months than I've faced in my entire life. And I can tell you this, that if you will get the help that you need, and you will begin to pay attention to what's happening inside of you, the transitions that you're in right now become a springboard for you to maximize potential that you had no idea was lying dormant inside your life. I believe in you, and I know this is true because I am a living example of what has happened. These transitions could derailed is probably a better word. These transitions could have derailed me. And I will tell you, at the very beginning, I was completely off the railroad tracks. I was completely derailed. But I'll tell you, in the last 6-8 months, these transitions have become the most powerful ground for such significant health and growth for me. That I just can't stop talking about it. And maybe in a future podcast episode, we can share some more about it. But I'm just, I'm really excited about what's ahead for me. But I'm also actually more excited about what's ahead for you. Because as a coach and as a developer at the Common Confident Leader, this is what I live for. I live to see people just like you maximize the potential you have. And so if I can be of help to you, maybe even just for a couple of months, just to walk a leg of the journey with you, I would love to be able to do that. So please reach out to me. And you can find all kinds of information over at the website, the Calm Confident, actually it's just calmconfidentleader.com. And feel free to peruse all of that. And my email address is there as well. So feel free to do that. And if today's episode is helpful, I would love for you to share it with somebody that you think might be going through a transition right now and would benefit from something like this. And if you find the entire podcast to be helpful, it would really help us if you could take some time and write a review, recommend, put something on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, get the word out about the Common Confident Leader podcast. We'd love to see our audience continue to grow so that we can add value to each and every leader in their journey going forward. Well, I hope this has been helpful. And as always, life is a process. Don't do it alone. We'll talk to you again on our next episode.